So our first speaker of the night is the reason we're all here. He's a wonderful human being, the head of this nonprofit that we're at, the Chicago Design Museum. This is Tanner Woodford.
Tanner! Yeah.
All right, can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Rocking. Cool. to William. Date, July 13th, 2007, 11:49 a.m. Subject, I got a Gmail, biatch. Body. And it's going to be fun to hang out with you guys before the wedding. I think we're going to go to the zoo, and maybe the Simpsons movie. And Thursday at noon, we're having margaritas in Mexico, followed by a private wine tasting event at a vineyard bordering Mexico. I think all the DDs are squared away, too, so you and Lindsay can totally relax and have some fun. To Mike. Date, August 4th, 2010, at 4:19 p.m. Subject, cross your fingers. The interview at Morningstar went well. I was drilled for 6 hours straight, with a total of 10 30-minute interviews, plus lunch with the design team. I feel confident in most of my answers, with a few exceptions. Damn nerves. One of the highlights is speaking with Philip Burton. The way I understand it, Phil was recommended by Paul Rand to the CEO of Morningstar. He took the job and hired many of the current designers on staff. He studied with some of the professors at ASU, so we had a lot to talk about. Now I wait. I'm expecting to hear something next week. I feel like I'm in purgatory. To Mike. Date, September 11th, 2010, at 7:04 p.m. Subject, dude. Chicago is amazing. Gorgeous weather. Rough road trip. Two blown tires. Bank cards marked as fraudulent. But we made it and love it. Excited to start at Morningstar next week. Sorry to be short. No internet. I'm tapping this out on my droid. How's the DW talk coming? I hope I get a chance to hear it. To Amanda, Jason, Libby, David, Jim, Kyle, Raina, and Robin. Date, April 30th, 2012 at 6:04 p.m. Subject, board meeting reminder, 5-1. Folks, good news. I have keys for 700 North Sacramento, number 201, in my pocket. Let's plan to meet there for our board meeting tomorrow night at 7:45 p.m. As the space is totally empty, feel free to bring a chair along. Otherwise, you'll be sitting on the floor, which I plan to do. We'll try to move in some furniture before the next meeting. Jennifer Schaffer, a photographer friend of Libby and Jason, is coming to take headshots for our marketing material. We decided against wearing similar clothing, but I thought I'd give you notice, should you decide to wear fancy pants. Jim. Robin Paparocki, our new events advisor, is joining the board. She will be our final addition for 2012. As per usual, please send me your agenda items. Looking forward to finally sharing the space with you. Yours, Tanner. 2L. Date, April 28th, 2013 at 11:44 p.m. Subject, thank you. Hi, Elle. I just wanted to thank you for your presentation at MoxieCon yesterday. It was incredibly moving and exactly what I didn't know I needed. I run a nonprofit called the Chicago Design Museum. We aim to unite, inform, and inspire the Chicago design community through temporary temporal exhibitions and rotating vacant retail and office spaces. It's a fun concept, and it's something I've poured myself into on nights and weekends. This year is the most successful we've had to date, and I've been seriously considering leaving my day job to pursue this business full time. I feel like the presentation you gave was directed at me. Let's stay in touch, and thank you. Yours sincerely, Tanner Woodford. To Robin. Date, June 13th, 2013 at 5:02 p.m. Subject, an offer of support. Hey, I'm pretty sure Barb and Dad are leaving Tuesday night. Stacia and Donnie arrive Thursday. This leaves me Wednesday night to myself. You don't have to tell me today, but if I can be useful in any way after work on Wednesday, I'm here for you. This includes, but is not limited to, installing, cleaning, bring food, bring beer, moral support, petting your cat, snuggling with you when you're done, but not keeping you up late, stopping by and telling everyone how awesome they are, or staying away entirely. Love, Tanner. To Robin. Date, August 8th, 2013 at 9:55 a.m. Subject, the meaning of life. I wasn't able to articulate my thoughts well this morning or last night because I couldn't slow my head down. However, the following is what was coursing through me. It's primarily what I was drawing from when I was suggesting you consider short to midterm planning this morning. It was written on the train on the way in, so it takes the form of half thoughts and short sentences. It is a universal truth that everything ends. Let that sink in. Everything. If everything ends, what's the point? Happiness, which unfortunately is subjective and hard to manage. What does it mean to be happy in the short term? Vacation, drugs, and money? In the midterm, projects, acquaintances, and distant plans? in the long term, relationships, career, and family. I know that short term leaves you feeling empty immediately. Midterm is something achievable, something to look forward to. Long term is the most sustainable, and you can't guarantee its realization. I'm happy most of the time in my short to midterm. I trust that I can be happy in the long term, but I found recently that I can't trust any of my long term ideas. Is the meaning of life a series of midterm happinesses? Thank you.
Thank you, Tanner! God, Tanner Woodford, amazing person. Us and Manolo, you met him last year. I met him last year. I don't know when Kevin and everybody else met him. So great. Such a great dude. Thank you for giving us this space, this opportunity. Man, and here's your punishment for Tanner.